This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months. $90 for 6 months or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Good morning! Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. It's Thursday.
Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tim Richards.
Concerns of flooding. I feel like we got no rain. I've read this yesterday. We had nothing in Mentor. Did you have any rain in Westlake yesterday? Maybe you just missed us. It looked like Put-in Bay got slammed with rain yesterday.
I didn't get home till very late in the day yesterday. Okay. And when I got home, no rain yeah. there. And not much downtown either. So
it's like dry day tomorrow, though. Gets a little warmer. I have to get back to it. A little Cheez-It chat after this game.
Oh, you want to get back to the Baconators?
Yeah, No, the Cheez-It chat yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I forgot. It led us to the better Cheez-It.
Yeah, and we have another contestant. So, yes, we did try the Wendy's Baconator Cheez-Its. I didn't mean to blow that off. You can check that video out on all of our socials. But it led to which is the better one, and I landslide lost yesterday. Not even close. It was relatively embarrassing. And then we have a new contender, which I happen to think is relatively gross. And I'm curious if you've even heard of this Cheez-It.
Well, we all liked the white cheddar Cheez-It better than the regular, just to clarify.
Other than producer Stevie and myself.
Yeah, you and producer Steve are the only ones.
All of Cleveland.
Right.
All of every Colin DM.
Right.
Tim, you are 100% wrong.
Right.
So we will get back to that after this. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead.
Just a dead guy in an envelope.
Who is he?
No one knows.
He's dead.
Just a dead guy in an envelope.
I went downstairs to JJ's to look to see if he had that white cheddar. I didn't see it.
I'm surprised he didn't have it.
Just to have a mouth battle. Try one or the other. Didn't work out.
Battle of the mouth.
So we'll one thing at a time. We'll get to that next. First, we need today's guest for Dead Guy in the Envelope. If you're just joining us for the first time, good morning. It's the Jen and Tim Show. We play this every day. We need a name. He's dead. He's a guy. His name is in the envelope in the studio. We need your guess. No prize attached. Star 102, good morning.
Good morning. It's my birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Which Cheez-It do you go with? Do you go with regular Cheez-Its or white cheddar?
I would say regular.
Regular.
Oh, you have one vote on your side.
I like that. I have to bring up a Cheez-It that I bet most people haven't heard of. I've tried them before. I think they're disgusting, but Gina of Mentor said that they are apparently the best. That is next. But first, we would love your guess for Dead Guy in an Envelope on your birthday.
Well, thank you. Pete Rose?
You have to answer her. I don't remember. You hid it from me. I don't know the answer. Is it him?
Not Pete Rose. Wait, what are you doing for your birthday?
I'm celebrating with my grandson. He's coming up. Okay, and then we're going to go out later.
Yeah, have I bet fun. Your grandson's going to take care of you. You going to get some dinner or something, or what are you going to do?
Yeah, we're going to go to Longhorn.
Oh. Ooh, delicious.
Longhorn, underrated. That is a good spot.
Yeah, it really is.
Is he paying?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you got to get a big old steak or a big old potato or something.
And dessert.
Yes, and dessert, even if it's to go.
Well, thank you so much.
You're the best. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Have you ever heard of Extra Toasty Cheez-Its? It's Star 102 Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Have you heard of them?
I don't think I have.
So I purchased these one time. There was a small pouch of these things, and I thought, what are these? I had never heard of them before. So Gina of Menor DM'd us yesterday, Jen and Tim show specifically on Facebook, because we had a battle yesterday, regular Cheez-Its versus white cheddar. I thought the regular were better. You said white cheddar. We had a little, took 5 to 7 phone calls. Everybody said white cheddar. I was way wrong. Stevie and I said that the regular were better. So that's fine. We lost that battle. So then she mentioned that she saw, I don't know if it was a recent poll or studies or whatever, where they had a battle of these different Cheez-Its, that the extra toasty snack cracker Cheez-Its were by far and away the best. And then I looked it up, and this is the description. You asked, we toasted. After years of fan requests for an extra toasty Cheez-It, the wait is finally over. So here it is, a full box of our delicious Cheez-It extra toasty crackers, and you made it happen. Basically what they are, they're burnt Cheez-Its and they're disgusting.
I feel like, now I haven't had them, but I feel like if I tried these, I would love them.
They're burnt.
I would.
They're the ones I think I discard in the box that they just decide to make an entire thing of them, and apparently people like them. I just think that they're too well done.
Are they like just a little darker around the edges, or are they fully burnt?
They are darker through and through. Can somebody, is there a extra toasty Cheez-Its? Can somebody describe it better than I am? And maybe you do love it. Maybe you love the toastiness of the Cheez-It. And once again, I'm wrong again. Is that something you would like?
Yeah, I think I would like it. I'm looking at it right now. I think I would like the extra toasty Cheez-It. I think it makes it a little more flavorful. Because I think if I were had a handful of Cheez-Its and I saw an extra toasty one in there, I would eat it first.
Yeah, I'd give it. If we were sitting next to each other, I would give that to you because
I'd take
it. I think just the burnt in general, it could be a burnt s'more, a burnt hot dog, a burnt whatever. I'm eating around that. And this is an entire purposefully a little overdone Cheez-It. I think I can't do it.
I think I'm learning something about myself today. I like the burnt stuff.
Yeah, I don't. What's just the burnt ends when you're talking about the meat? Like those.
I don't like those though.
We are opposite.
We are opposite.
And our burnt love.
Nate loves them.
Does, of course.
Loves them. He wants me to cook them all the time. No, I don't love them.
Extra toasty Cheez-Its. I don't know. You in or out? You can certainly let us know. We just do all Cheez-Its for a Tasty Tuesday at some point in time. Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Face.
I think so. They have a lot of I saw they have a ranch Cheez-It. Have you had that one? I would like to. I have not.
I love ranch and I love Cheez-Its. I'm trying to think if the combo would be amazing.
We do. We need a Cheez-It menu in front of us and just lay out one of each cracker and try
maybe
them
we should
pick
open
a
up a Cheez-It bar here in downtown Cleveland.
Would that, I would go to that.
What would that pair well with? A red wine?
I was thinking like apple juice.
Like some kitty bar? That's going to work in downtown Cleveland.
Like Cheez-Its are
some high-end people down here.
It's like a kid snack.
Would you like an honest apple juice? Where'd you go with this?
Well, you could do like maybe a sparkly, like a, what's it called? Like the Moscato, no, Prosecco.
Oh.
Prosecco, like
a. You go like sweet wine or something? Or
well, yeah, because I think of kids when I think of Cheez-Its. Like they eat like Cheez-Its and goldfish and apple juice.
You think of kids, I think of myself. Yeah. It makes sense. Wait, these toasty, extra toasty Cheez-Its, what do you think?
No.
Thank you.
No.
I've tried.
But I will say regular Cheez-Its. No, I don't like those. I feel like they smell like feet.
Oh, no.
Wait, what?
Yes. I feel like they smell like feet. I'm totally white cheddar. But I have a question for you guys.
Wait. Cheez-Its smell like feet?
I feel like they do.
Oh, my gosh. You're ruining it. That's one of my favorite snacks.
Now
and I
feel
hate feet.
Like, yeah, the next time I open a box, I'm going to smell it and think feet, and now it's going to be ruined.
No.
Yeah, just like goldfish.
I hate feet so much.
They smell like feet.
I can't believe it. And goldfish,
Wait,
too.
Goldfish smell like feet, too?
Yes.
I've never heard of this. I've heard of, like, dog's feet smelling like...
Fritos.
Fritos.
Yes.
I've never heard of goldfish and also Cheez-Its smelling like feet.
I'm upset.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
If you ruin my favorite snack crackers, EMC, I'm going to be a little upset. No, I'm kidding. That's fine. Now I'm going to have to take a whiff. That's what we're going to have to do. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim Show. Coming up next, we have Stevie on the socials.
So there is a couple going viral on TikTok for their unique way of deciding who is making it to their wedding for their guest list.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I cannot wait to hear this.
You can even buy this template now if you are interested.
Oh, I love it.
There you go. Maybe this is very useful.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
There is a creator on TikTok named Kate O'Neill, and she's going viral for a video she posted about her wedding guest list. The video has over 9 million views, and the caption says, POV, your fiancé is an Excel nerd and created a score sheet for your wedding guest list. So the video is of her fiancé explaining the Excel sheet he created and how the ranking system works. They hid the names to not offend anyone in their life, which was probably good since it did receive so many views. But they broke it down by like whose side they are on, if they have a plus one, how necessary it is for them to come, the likelihood of the guest actually coming to the wedding. Of course, he said immediate family is ranked 10 out of 10 on that category. And he says in the video that, of course, there are people they have to invite whether they want to or not. The overall score is out of 40. So out of the four categories, you get a 10. You have a possibility of 10. And then they receive a graded level in the end from A through F. So here's how they're deciding who in the end is making the cut.
So what I've done is I've devised a little scoring system. Each guest has ended up with an overall score. It is out of 40. And we have then used an if-then statement to deduce what grade they shall receive. A's and B's, you're coming. C's, we don't know yet based on numbers on how much this bloody thing is going to cost.
Anyone with a D or an F is automatically not invited.
That's a genius move. And by the way, what I love about this, everything that you said for that, I don't know, 30, 45 seconds, what it was, is what we're all doing anyway.
1,000%.
Maybe you don't admit that, but everybody's doing that. Who do you think's going to go? Who is absolutely imperative that they have to be there? Who's kind of fringe or like married, whatever, you know?
Who's bringing a plus one?
But to have a scale, immediate family has to be a 10 out of 10 or whatever it might be and have the breakdown. That's great.
Well, it did go so viral. People Magazine released an article about it. So all the comments were flooded with people saying, like, can we get this template? So they are now selling it. They set up a Shopify site and you can buy that actual Excel template. So if you're getting married and you want it, you just fill it in. You type in like your 10s or whatever and it populates the little A through F, and you just know who to cut.
That is so, so smart.
Yeah, and it gives you instead of just two people deciding on who's going to go or not, you have a system. You know what I mean? Where maybe we disagree or agree on one particular section of the four sections of 10, and you just like, hey, we created the grade together. Sorry, Aunt Gladys. She got a D.
I can't wait to see what they do when they get to their seating charts.
So if you... That's a whole other Excel sheet, I think.
Yes.
So if you know this person and you see this video, would you want to know what your score is? Like, would you want to know what
100%.
1,000% I would want to know.
Yeah. Whether my feelings are hurt or not.
Yes, I want to know.
How can I up my score?
Uh-huh. Like, if you get a C, how do you work your way in? Because C's are a maybe. Like, how do you get in?
Is there like a Venmo situation that I can get in? Or do I mow the lawn? Like, how do I get in? I don't want to be a C.
You want to be an A or B.
Yeah, because at that point in time, I don't even really care. Even if I didn't want to go, now I do.
Yeah, of course. It makes it more desirable. I still remember one thing from my wedding, and I feel guilty admitting this on the air. I don't know if I should.
We will. In 4 minutes, then. That
we
sounds
will?
Fantastic.
I don't know.
Right after this song, Admission of Guilt. It's early.
I feel bad.
Why not? It's next on Star 102. You can't miss that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Admission of guilt? I don't know. Star 102 Cleveland's Feel Good Fear. I can't wait to hear what's going on.
I feel bad about it. I don't know. When I got married, it was a very, you know, I was a little bit older in my 30s. So like Nate and I paid for a lot of it. I mean, our parents contributed and stuff, and our parents had people on their guest lists. We had people on our guest lists. It was a very, you know, it was a larger event. So every time I would get an RSVP in the mail and it said no, I would rejoice. Because wow. I know. I feel so terrible saying that, but it was like, it's so expensive.
No matter who it was, like, you didn't even if it was like someone fairly close to you, you were like, ah.
I'm like, oh, well, that's another 100, 200 bucks saved right there.
Yep. Subtract that plate, subtract that whatever.
Did you have kids at your wedding?
I did not.
Because I feel like most people do not allow kids anymore.
I know.
That's
except
nice budget save.
I will say this, though. I did just go to a wedding where they did allow kids, and it was nice as a person with kids now. I mean, when I got married, I was like, who cares? We don't need to have kids there.
Or it would be like the only kids allowed are like your nieces and nephews. Right. And then they're just by themselves because there's no other
kids there. Yeah. So that's my admission of guilt. I'm sorry if I rejoiced at your no RSVP to my wedding. It was people out of town.
Remember,
I grew up in Pennsylvania.
Do you remember the people that said no?
Yeah.
Some people say that it sticks with them. Like if you say no, they'll always remember.
Oh, yes. And my husband, who doesn't forgive anything ever in life, one of my cousins didn't come. Two of them. And he still brings it up. Like any event we go to, any family thing, he will still like say to
Meanwhile,
me.
Meanwhile, you were excited.
I was excited. Because we didn't have to pay for them. Is that bad?
I just love that he also doesn't forget anything.
Nothing. No, I mean, I'm not.
I would also be the. I wouldn't.
You
I
could have crossed him in 2002.
Oh, yeah,
and he has it memorized.
I remember.
He
remember you said you're going to meet me at the mall? Remember? Yeah. I was actually. I'm actually still there.
Yeah.
I'm actually still there.
1,000%.
I'm waiting for you.
Hold
you never
it against
up.
Them forever. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. There. Eternal grudges.
So there you
Cannot
go.
Cannot let it go. So that's neat. So this is a huge week for Cleveland because if you recall, it was last summer right here in Northeast Ohio where they were filming the new Superman movie. That Superman movie comes out this weekend. It's so cool because, I mean, obviously we've only seen the trailer. You and I have not seen the movie yet. I know there have been some sneak screens, but I mean, you see Public Square, you see the arcade, you see the Detroit Superior Bridge, all this stuff in the trailer.
I've watched them about a bajillion times.
It's so
Progressive
cool.
Field, like everything else in the background. It's going to be, what's really cool is, I mean, it's going to be the movie this weekend. I understand
Huge.
Jurassic World's out and F1's out. You got Smurfs coming. That is going to be the movie. Even taking the Cleveland portion out of it. I mean, the reviews for the movie in general are amazing. Then, oh, by the way, a lot of it shot here right in Cleveland, Northeast Ohio. Very, very excited. it's just something that should certainly be on your radar.
And James Gunn, the director, is still talking about how much he loved Cleveland, wearing Cleveland t-shirts.
He probably slept in a Cleveland t-shirt last night.
1,000%. I'm certain of it. I'm certain of it. He did. Now, Isabella Merced is in the film, okay? She plays Hot Girl. She is from Cleveland. You won't believe this. She was on Jimmy Fallon, Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, and she talked to him about filming a scene in Public Square and who she saw there. This story is adorable. It's awesome.
It is unbelievable. You won't believe who showed up. You got to hear this. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorite.
Isabella Merced from Cleveland plays Hot Girl in the new Superman film and talks about filming in Public Square when she was on Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah, what does it feel like to film something like that? I mean, it's just a giant deal.
It felt really giant. And then there was this really grounding moment where I was shooting in my hometown of Cleveland.
Shout out to Cleveland.
Shout out Cleveland. 216. And I got to film in like the public square.
Oh, yeah.
And that's where, you know, we would go for field trips and stuff. And when I was on set, I actually was getting off the wires in between takes. And in the crowd of background actors, I saw like some familiar faces. One of them being my childhood Dr. Ernie.
Wait, he's a background actor in the movie?
He does a lot of things on the side.
Wow!
Yeah, being a pediatric doctor.
Dr. Ernie, I love it.
Yeah.
I love that Dr. Ernie does a lot of things on the side. If you're listening, Dr. Ernie would love to talk to you.
Oh, that would be amazing. Yeah, I think we now call it The Public Square, by the way.
The Public Square, right.
We're there at The Public Square. I just thought that was amazing as well. I love how proud and bubbly and excited that she was, and the 216 and the shout out. And everything else. I think, dude, that just resonates with anybody from here that makes it.
Doing field trips down there. I mean, she talks about that.
Huge.
So relatable.
I think it's great.
What's great is she then goes on to talk about who else she saw in the crowd.
And then my brother's best friend's mom, Mrs. Leon, if you're watching this, hi. Hi.
Wait, was it odd to see them all there? And you're like, hi, I'm Hawk Girl.
It was actually really awesome, honestly. It made me feel really present and grounded and like kind of encapsulated what it was like to come so far.
Look at what you've done, bud. This is great. Congratulations. Well deserved.
That's just so cool that Cleveland is getting all this attention, that she's from Cleveland, that she did. And Mrs. Leon or Dr. Ernie, we would love to talk. Or really, anyone that was an extra in this film or got to take part of the filming that they did here in Northeast Ohio last summer, because what a cool experience. We would love to talk to you about
that. Would be amazing. We walked around when they were transforming downtown and took some video and some pictures and things like that. But yeah, if you were a part of the process or can speak to that, that would be unbelievable. You're going to try to hit a matinee? See Superman?
1,000%, yes.
Star 102 Cleveland's feel good.
I already thought, should I order my tickets now just to make sure I get a seat? Because you know those afternoon shows are popular.
In all seriousness,
I'm not serious. I guess I am Max. Laughing. Yes, I want to go see it this weekend. And yes, there's not a chance I'll go in the evening. Too late.
I understand you.
What? Go to a matinee and you will. You'll love it. It's a delight. Nice early morning.
So you go with time. I really do want to see
What's
that this
the earliest
weekend.
I can see it.
I like Superman in general. It's going to be a great movie. And then you have Cleveland in the background. How do you not, assuming you have the time, you know, you have the ability to go. You go see that. Let me see here.
Well, now I'm looking.
Recliner seating. I'm looking specifically at
you going to Phoenix?
Crocker.
Oh,
it's Phoenix.
Crocker.
I don't know where you go.
Either one.
Okay.
Either one's fine. I mean, they got the Butter Station at Phoenix. You know, we
Phoenix
went there.
Is a good time. Yeah.
Over Christmas. Crocker's awesome
it looks
as
like
well.
2 p.m. is the only.
That's awfully.
That's too late for
awfully
you.
Awfully
late.
Better
go to Phoenix.
Phoenix. Oh, Tim.
They have a 9 a.m. for you?
They have a 9:20.
They do not.
They have a 9:20 a.m. in the Dolby Atmos Theater. They have a 10:30. This is maybe, you know what?
Is that for the Uber fan that wants to see them first? Or who's going to a movie? I go, well, the kiddos are off. I guess you'd go to a 9:20.
I 1,000% would go to a 9:20 movie.
They
or
serve
a
10:30
movie.
They serve breakfast at the movie theater
let's
for a 9:20? Can you get a pancake and popcorn?
I doubt it, but let's look at, like, let's pretend we're getting 6 tickets, okay?
I'm
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I want to see how many people have bought tickets in this theater already.
So this is for which day?
Look at this. 9:20 a.m. Saturday. 1, 2, 3, 4. There's already, I bet, 15 people that have bought seats for that film.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
I cannot even
and
imagine what this
awesome
is going to gross.
Time to see a film. Will it do more than Jurassic World Rebirth?
Yes. It'll be when we have Monday's show and we talk about the movies in the weekend, because that's usually, you know, one of the biggest things to talk about on Monday. We always at least hit it in the three things. It will be Superman by far. It'll be Jurassic World, and then it'll be F1 on down, I bet. But then you've got Smurfs next week. I mean, I think Superman will be the biggest this weekend, and it'll be the biggest next weekend, and we'll see from there.
Yes. But How to Train Your Dragon has stayed strong up there, too, in like the top three with those.
Man. It has been a good month for movies.
Yeah, it really has. But so
Superman will dominate.
It will be.
Meet Jen at 9:20 in the morning. I don't know how you do it. I understand the matinee. 9:20 is pretty early.
9:20 is pretty early.
People clearly disagree. You got 15 people at least going to that movie theater.
But there was like a 10:30. I would do that one for sure. A 10:30. And you're like on the cusp of lunch, so you could get popcorn and not feel bad about it. Like, I mean, you're still getting pop. You can't go to the movie and not get popcorn. So like 10 a.m., I'm getting popcorn.
Okay. So pre-10's too early for popcorn.
I don't know.
Okay.
It depends. Right. Like, if we were here doing the show, we got pop. I'd eat it.
Ugh, I'd eat the things popcorn. I eat at 7 a.m. on this show, embarrassing.
Okay. Seven Hills is at 74 degrees. That's our star city. These are the three things you need to know today. HBO Max, once again, HBO Max. After a few corporate changes, the streaming platform formerly known as Max is going back to its original name, HBO Max. Don't worry. Your shows, profiles, playlists, they all stay the same. DoorDash back online. Thousands of users and drivers were hit with issues early yesterday morning. The company is issuing refunds for missed orders and says they're sorry for the disruption. Oreo fans spoke and Oreo listened. Blueberry Pie Oreos are back. This is a limited edition release. The flavor was announced on Instagram with the caption, "You win. Now please stop yelling at us. Get them while you can because they are limited."
These good? Must be good.
It's not like blueberry with a chocolate cover, right?
Let's see. Product description. Oreo blueberry pie sandwich cookies are a delightful combination of a classic American dessert and milk favorite sandwich cookie. Supremely dunkable. Okay, blueberry scrumptious blueberry flavored cream sandwiched between two graham flavored wafer cookies.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, that's graham. Different. And I'm not a huge dunker into the milk. I mean, I like milk. I like cookies. The remnant. I don't know. And if you can drink the milk post dunk, that is just horrendous.
And you got to get the cookie nice and soggy.
Those cookie scraps floating around in there. How do you do that? Ugh.
Oh, it's so good.
The chunks.
And I saw on TikTok, take a fork and you slide it into that creamy center of the Oreo. And then you use it to dip it in. So you get it
that.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's
see, if you're
delightful.
A dunker, that is actually genius in
really
next level.
Really nice.
I'm not in on that. Just me. I'm just not in on that. But that I would understand. The blueberry with the graham cracker in the mouth. That sounds pretty good.
It sounds delicious. So they're out now and it's just
Wait,
for
do you
a
drink
limited
the milk
time.
Oh my God.
I love the cookie shrapnel in the milk.
Oh my.
It's like the cereal when the sog settles
in. You like
in,
those little
delish.
Bits? That doesn't bother you? The bits don't bother.
I do.
Not bothered by the bits.
Well, they're delicious. They're the cookie.
Well, the remnants.
They're good. It's not like I chewed on them.
Oh, I don't. I know you didn't. They expand just slightly, those bits. I don't know. I don't think that it's just, I just want the straight milk.
I feel like you in general don't enjoy a soggy item.
I do. Who does?
Who
likes a soggy item?
Like the
cookie. Name another soggy item you like.
Well,
what soggy item do you like? 216-343-1021. You look at it, you're like, that soggy item I want.
A cookie dipped in milk. I want it soggy. And I want my cereal to get a little soggy.
That's also gross. No.
Yeah. Those I like those items soggy.
Unless it's those rock hard round. What are those things called from 1920?
Grape nuts.
Oh, yeah.
Those, you got to get them soggy, and you got to add sugar.
You actually have to go on vacation, come back, and eat those grape nuts.
Okay. All right. Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months. $90 for 6 months. Or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.